With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome to Late Night here. News Talk 830 WCCO here on The Good Neighbor. I'm your host, Henry Lake, until 1 a.m., and fresh out off of a Twins victory, I want to admit that this has been a really, really rough day. A really rough day. And I think all of you listening to the show right now understand why. Okay? Not to say that I'm surprised at all, because I'm not. But it's still heartbreaking nonetheless. That we have yet again a situation in our country where we have a person whose life was taken away from them at the hands of law enforcement, and there's no accountability. And it's tough, man. There's no other way to describe it. It's a really, really tough situation. And I saw this coming when it was announced that there was going to be a settlement for $12 million last week in Louisville with Breonna Taylor's family. People still wanted accountability with the Louisville Police Department. And everybody knows that justice cannot be bought. So I think a lot of us saw this coming. But nonetheless, it doesn't take away the pain and the anguish of another person gone from this world when it didn't have to be that way. So I think that you guys are probably fully aware by now that today we found out that the three police officers involved in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor were not going to face charges for her death. A grand jury indicted former Louisville police officer Brett Hankinson on three counts of first-degree wanton endangerment, which that's essentially... He's being charged with that for shots fired into a neighboring apartment, not directly tied to Breonna's death. The two other officers involved in the shooting, Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly and Detective Miles Cosgrove, were not indicted. The officers were carrying out a no-knock search warrant at her apartment on March the 13th at 1 a.m. Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, who didn't know that there were police that were barging in, exchanged fire with the officers, and Mattingly was injured. Breonna was fatally shot as the three officers sprayed more than two dozen bullets into her apartment. Breonna, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I'm sorry that your neighbor's walls your neighbor's apartment received justice before you did. You know, when people think about accountability in everything that we do in this life, because we have a judicial system, we have courts, and we have so many different parts of the machine, right, that are supposed to make things work for all of us, which we know that that's not the case. Think about the question of why does people of color, the black community, why do they have trust issues with law enforcement? Let me read you something. So, one of the individuals, a part of Breonna Taylor's death, Sergeant John Mattingly, he posted this on Facebook yesterday. And I'm going to read this to you. I'm not here to give you a rah-rah. He sent this to other police officers. Okay, this was his message. This is from Sergeant John Mattingly. This was a post that he sent out to fellow officers. I'm not here to give you a rah-rah. You got this speech. I'm not here to tell you that you signed up to help this community and to keep your head up. I'm here to tell you, I'm sorry you have to go through this. I'm sorry your families have to go through this. I'm sorry the mayor, Amy Hess, and Chief Conrad failed all of us in epic proportions for their own gain and to cover their asses. You do not deserve to be in this position. The position that allows thugs to get in your face and yell, curse, and degrade you, throw bricks, bottles, and urine on you, and expect you to do nothing. It goes against everything we were all taught in the academy. The position that if you make a mistake during one of the most stressful times in your career, the department and FBI, who aren't cops and would piss their pants if they had to hold the line, go after you for civil rights violations. Your civil rights mean nothing, but the criminal has total autonomy. We all signed up to be police officers. We knew the risk and were willing to take them, but we always assumed the city had your back. We wanted to do the right thing in the midst of an evil world to protect those who cannot protect themselves, to enforce laws that make it impossible, that make it possible to live in a peaceful society. We as police do not care if you are black, white, Hispanic, Asian, what you identify as this week. We aren't better than anyone. This is not us against society, but it is good versus evil. We are sons, daughters, husbands, wives, partners, brothers, sisters, dads, and moms. We are human beings with flaws, feelings, and emotions. Now I'm just rambling, but I want you to know that I am still proud to be a cop, to be an LMPD cop. No matter the ineptitude in upper command or the mayor's office, this is one of the greatest jobs on earth. With that being said, these next few days are going to be tough. They're going to be long. They're going to be frustrating. They will put a tremendous amount of stress on your families. Do not let your ego get you in a trick bag. Have your partners. 6, de-escalate if possible. Do not give the pencil pushers at the top, you know, the ones who are too scared to hold the line, a reason to open investigations on you. The same ones that couldn't make decisions to save their lives. We need leaders that lead from the front and not in a room under a desk. Do what you need to do to go home with your family. Just do it with dignity and make sure you can justify your actions, because everything down there is recorded. That is the most despicable, disgusting piece of literature that I've ever heard in my life from an officer that took a life. Not once did he apologize or say that he was sorry for taking Breonna Taylor's life. He threw everyone under the bus, except for took ownership for being part of the one of the individuals that was part of a death. He can be upset with the mayor. He can be upset with the chief. But how dare you disrespect the people of Louisville and of this country for being upset because someone died? And you know the sad thing about this disgusting piece of literature from John Mattingly? He's still a cop. Did that piece of a Facebook post say that he respects your life? Does sound like he respects anybody's life, whether you're black, white, Asian, Hispanic, whatever. This is why policing in the United States of America is flawed and messed up. In every occupation, there are people that will make mistakes and they're held accountable. But in this world, in this country, you have people like John Mattingly saying what they said the day before he knew that there were tough days ahead. And he just don't give a damn about somebody's life that was taken away. To say that I am enraged at reading that and knowing that that's that gentleman's mindset and he still has a job, to say that I'm enraged at that is an understatement. Every person that reads that should be enraged. I don't care what your skin color is, but this is what we're up against. This is the system that is put forth that we have to combat. I am not a person that says abolish the police. That's never been my platform. Still isn't. And by the way, I recently met with the Minneapolis police chief, Madera Arenado, and I think that he is up for the challenge of reforming police in our city. But this right here, this ingrained in so many police departments across the country is sickening. It's disgusting, and it's got to change. Coming up next, somebody that I know has strong opinions the same way that I do, Shaletta Brundage from The Shaletta Show. She's going to join us next here on Late Night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.